Hey guys, welcome to episode number 45 of Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy, and it's just you and me today. I wanted to talk a little bit today about gear. So if you're in business, you have tools that you use, both hard tools, like actual things you hold in your hand, and software tools that you're using. These tools, they're your gear. And your people, the people you're creating content for, engaging with, teaching, mentoring, inspiring, they almost always crave to understand what are your gear choices and how are you using them? Why did you make those particular selections? It opens up a wonderful opportunity for content and affiliate commissions. So I have gear. I have a computer. I have two monitors. I have a wireless keyboard. I have a wireless mouse. I have an iPhone, an iPad, a webcam. I have three different lights on my desk for different reasons. I have an Apple Watch. I have an Apple Pencil. I have a rocket book that I can take notes on, send into the cloud, and erase and reuse. I'm looking around my desk thinking, boy, there's something else. There's another piece of gear I haven't put on my list yet. All of these items are recommendations. Why do I love the iPhone over an Android? Well, that's an opinion, right? But why do I have these three different lights at my desk? And what do I use them for? I talk about it. I create a gear list on my website, a very simple page. On the menu, it says tools and gear. I share these things that I'm using every day. I'm also talking about my digital tools. The shopping cart I use, the email marketing system I use. What do I use for my websites? I use lead pages. For my sales pages, I use Genesis as the basis. I'll use WordPress, and then I use Genesis as the foundation of all my websites. I use Thrive Architect to design home pages to look just like I want. These are choices, and there are so many choices out there. So why did I pick what I picked? My tools and gears page on my website just lists the items. It's not a pros and cons comparison. It's just here are my choices in case you wanted to know. I also mentioned my team. I mentioned Tisha of Tisha Saves Time as my online business manager, and that my graphics are created by Samantha Angel, because I want to recommend them. My gear, the specific things I'm using, like those three lights. I have a light that shines a soft light on my face when the sun goes down, if I'm going to do videos or be in a Zoom room. I have a light that shines down on my desk for doodling and painting. And I have a happy light. Seasonally, I use it for morning light. I used to put it away as soon as spring, like, leans into summer, I would put it away and then I would get it back out again in the late fall. But this year I just left it on my desk. It doesn't take up a lot of room. This is my gear. I can't imagine any one of these things not being here on my desk, right down to this wireless cross gadget keyboard that I found. This is the best invention ever. It Bluetooth connects to my computer and my phone, and I can push one button to flip back and forth between, am I typing on my phone? Am I typing on my computer? This is a lifesaver because I don't really love thumb texting. What are the tools of your trade? What are the things you use that people might not expect? Right down to the lights on your desk, and the keyboard you use, and the mouse you use, and the tablet choice. And it could even go on, it's not necessarily an affiliate opportunity, every one of these items. Like if I start to tell you, I could add a whole other section. Here are the apps I use on my iPhone, like Voxer. Love me some Voxer. People want to know what I use and why, why I find it so valuable. Because there are other, you know, little tools and gear items that I've used in the past that I didn't develop an affinity for and I ended up not using anymore. So I keep my list updated. This is a really simple project anyone can undertake in an afternoon. Probably the most time-consuming element would be going out and finding the affiliate links. And you know, if you can't find affiliate links or you can't leverage affiliate links because maybe you can't do the Amazon affiliate program, still create the list. Even if you're not going to be earning a few bucks from a sale, it's helpful to your community. They really want to know and you want to be of service to them. This is such a simple idea. I don't really need to tell you much more about it. I really think that you can figure out the list that you want to create. But if you need help brainstorming, come on over to the forum at Mastermind Hub and start up a thread. I do want to mention another element of this topic, and that is creating a mini gear list for a specific item of content. So years ago, I had a little blog network, Mom's Talk Network, and we had cooking blogs and crafting blog and all these different things. And I had on the crafting blog a really well-ranked blog post about teaching kids how to crochet. And I didn't even make the video. The video existed on YouTube. I just embedded it on my website and wrote about it. It was actually a set of teaching kids how to crochet videos. So I shined a light on someone else, but my blog post ranked really well and got a lot of traffic. So I added a recommended gear list to the post itself. So underneath the video series, I added links to child hand friendly crochet hooks and simple pattern sets. And here's a little yarn barn and a little crafting box, like, you know, where you can put all your stuff in it when you're done with it for the day. Those affiliate links got clicked like crazy, and I made a lot of great affiliate commissions from it. So think about your specific items of content and ask yourself, is there a gear list that could be added here? Or does it make sense to say, by the way, if you wonder what I use when I'm doing this, here's a link to my gears page. So go implement this concept. If you have already created a tools and gear page at some point in your business journey, make sure you go back and take a look at it and see if it's updated. That links can change, what you use over time may change, something may no longer be available, and you want to update that. So just give it a look-see. And then finally, make sure you're sharing it. Make sure you're including a link to it in emails and on social media when people ask you questions, if that page is right and ready to share. You'll be glad. Hey, thanks for spending a little bit of time with me today. Show me your tool and gears page. See you next time.